Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, February 27th, 2008. It's a cold, brisk, windy day outside. I just got back from a walk with our dog Roxy. As Brooksine finished the message, and it's good to be inside again. And it's good, as always, to share a moment of truth with our podcast listeners today. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and once again today, we hope we bring you a word of encouragement. The scripture text is a portion from Psalm 15, 1 through 4.
Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? He whose walk is blameless and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart and has no slander on his tongue, who keeps his oath even when it hurts.
Since we moved to Mount Joy in early 2001, I have had my car service done in a locally owned garage on West Main Street. I always ask for Eric, a young man who seems to know my vehicles, since he's done most of the service work on them since I've had them. He does a good job, and I feel he's always been honest with me. He's also got a positive, friendly disposition, and I like it when he says, "Have a great day, Mr. Weber." That kind of reminds me of how Wally Cleaver talked to those his senior. Wally's television character grew into the kind of young man I would want to do business with. Shortly after I started going to the garage, I had an oil change. When I got home, I saw that they had forgotten to place the oil filter cap back on. I called expecting it to be a hassle, but Eric said, "Bring it right in, Mr. Weber, and we will put on a temporary replacement and order a new one for your model." And that's just what he did. Promptly, no charge, and no hassle. A Christian businessman friend of mine told me about a previous job he had where he was pressured to falsify records and distort manufacturing specifications. He refused to compromise his integrity and as a result lost the job he had had for many years.
Well, particularly painful to him were the attempts by the company to justify their actions by maligning him to other employees who were his close friends. This is a man who demonstrated the daily verse. His oath was acting with integrity in the business world because of his Christian convictions, and because he did so, he experienced significant injustice.
Many times we will find being truthful really does hurt on the short term. Someone else got that job promotion because he was adept at misrepresentation. Parenthetically, I state, in my observation, falsified and misleading educational credentials are rampant in our society, and may I add, in supposed qualifications for ministry as well. A neighbor shares with me a twinkle in the eye how he got a better deal. Now, this is a fictional statement right now. It's not my neighbor, but these are the kind of things that might happen. How he got a better deal on his insurance because of an incomplete disclosure. Mankind has been lying ever since the original sin, and is becoming more and more skilled in ways of deception.
Psalm 15 contains a list of characteristics required by God of the one who would dwell in God's sanctuary and live on God's holy hill. In this present age, these characteristics would surely apply to those desiring a close walk with God, those with a heart to live in His presence. The portion of the verse selected this morning is so very important and yet greatly lacking in our modern world.
David is reminding us of the unchanging verity of the ninth commandment, "Thou shalt not bear false witness." God wants us to keep our word and speak the truth, even when it hurts. In our day of slippery words, half-truths, and embellishments, we need to keep our word even when it hurts. The pressure to violate the ninth commandments, the command, are great. But by God's grace and in His strength, we can keep from doing so. God still, quote, desires truth in the inner parts. That is a verse from Psalm 51, verse 6. Jesus wants us to live in the truth, to speak the truth, and to listen to the truth.
Let's pray together. Father, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. For it teaches me to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before you. Even when it brings about hurtful circumstances, help me to do the right thing in keeping with my Christ-filled nature I received upon the day of salvation. May I not be found lacking in integrity, but rather be characterized by my integrity as it honors my Father in heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, you may notice Brooksine has a bit of a rasp in her voice today. She is fighting off a cold, and I'm glad she was able to join me today and help me with this. You may also hear some noise in the background. Throughout most of the message, our cat has been laying quietly on our printer, but in the middle of Brooksine's prayer, Dottie decided to get up and move around, and we're trying to restrain her now these final few moments. Well, again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and as usual, we have some photos up today. This is the message again prepared for Wednesday, the 27th of February, 2008. It's a real joy to share God's Word and hopefully give a challenge to living according to God's way.